It's Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Cady
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Welcome to episode 171 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks.
I gotta do konnichiwa!
Konnichiwa, bitches!
Konnichiwa!
The final one here.
What was final. It? Google Pete?
Or final one here.
Pete.
What do we call him?
Pete.
Pete.
The eyes, the back of the orange sweatshirt. Oh, what did we call him?
Oh, yeah, what was it? Oh,
something Pete, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wow.
See, we don't talk about it, we lose it.
No, see what happens if Bob drinks, his memory goes.
I know. Yeah. He go. Bob getting drunk tonight.
Yeah, what was it?
Sneaky Pete.
No, not Sneaky Pete.
Googly Pete.
Isn't it on our... wasn't it on our...
Instagram? Instagram. It's on there.
All right. I'll have to dig in there. Talk something. Make us laugh.
I wish I could remember it.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. There's got to be a caption. So close.
What the hell was it? It's right on the tip of my tongue.
It's right there.
I know it doesn't say the name, though.
What do you mean?
Googly eyes, it says. I mean, that's got to be the one.
So close.
Kashaka googly eyes.
Kashaka Pete.
Kashaka Pete. There it is. Kashaka Pete.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Aren't they Kashakas?
Well, they are Kashakas.
Kashaka Pete. Sense.
He had, a matter of fact, our new opening song, you used the Kashaka Khan, didn't you?
That's right. That's exactly the Kashaka sound
Khan?
That...
Did you say Kashaka Khan?
Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan? Shaka Khan?
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No!
Yes, these were the actual shakers used on Shake It On Down.
That's right.
Wow.
Our new...
Yes.
Our new
same.
Can
I touch?
It?
Yeah. Can I touch?
You should put both in your
hands. I'm never washing these hands.
Well, actually, we could go the other way and say you just held John's balls.
Maybe
that's better than.
Can I go wash my hands?
It's better than.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
When I wasn't here, everybody was smelling my balls.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Sounds like a job for a suck machine.
How'd you know my high school nickname?
Our last show at the current location.
Please. Yep.
Yeah, I know.
We're in the process of moving. Everything
is sentimental.
Yeah.
Blown up around us. Mm. The set looks same as usual.
But
after this show.
But if you could see beyond the camera.
Destruction.
I got to do this. I can't.
And then after the show, I'm going to be tearing this down because Bob's trying to keep me from going to camp at all. And I'm trying to get ahead of that curveball. Spew all the way
Excuse
over here.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
That means good times.
I thought you gave up on the camp thing.
No, never.
No?
Never.
Just for the weekend?
You never know. You never know.
the way that Jay's feeding you beers, you're not going to be up till like 3.
Well, you know.
We're almost shunning this old studio.
I like that, too. This morning was disruptive.
Being up at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, early to bed, early to rise.
Freaked
that's
you
not,
the fuck out,
That's
huh?
not my mode of operation.
Freaked you the fuck out, huh?
Yeah, me no likey. I did get a lot of work.
There's going to be consequences and repercussions.
And a new girlfriend for my dreams.
Oh, yeah, you're...
Park Place Milano.
Yeah, I can't believe you. I can't believe you. I can't believe you didn't
sure.
at least go with some kind of... At least say hi. At least say hi.
I've put myself on a leash, Bob. It's been a long time, but for a reason. I gave myself...
So I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set.
That's what you should have told
I've
her.
I've given myself boundaries.
Hey, don't do that.
So, you know...
I think what you've been doing too much lately.
I'm touching myself tonight.
Oh, that reminds me. Jay, did you know why I'm so handsome?
That reminded you of me?
No. I'm touching myself tonight. Creepy. Reminded me why I'm so handsome.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know why?
No.
Because a threesome is three people, and a twosome is two people, so I must be handsome. Capiche?
No. Say that again, slower.
Handsome. Maybe you need to look at me.
Say that slower.
Handsome. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
See?
No. All right. I had to look you in the eyes
every day of my vacation. Because I'm a handsome fellow.
No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, do not open this door.
Now I definitely got to go wash me.
That's his avatar, Black Dick. I realize that.
No, actually, the right button should be.
You are creepy as shit.
Oh, these beers are going down way too good.
I never said I was going to remain abstinent.
What?
You are being abstinent. Abstinence is refraining from sexual contact with another person.
Are you
refraining.
Sure? I thought it was no sex at all.
No. Yes. That abstinence, you have
it's
to
no
be
sex.
More.
Are priests allowed to jerk off?
No.
But they're it's different, though.
So
they
what's
have
that
to,
called?
They have to abstain from any kind of sexual, even thoughts. They
That's
have
what
to
I
abstain
thought
from
abstinence. Was
you have to put it in context. In your context, you can honestly say, "I'm abstaining from women or sex with women or anybody or men if that's your choice."
Other people, right?
Yeah. Or you could say, "I'm abstaining from any kind of I'm abstaining from any kind of sexual contact and or self gratification."
No. I'm solo sexual.
Solo sexual.
Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could have been it. Could have been the soft mattress, or it could have been the midnight rape, or the nude gay art show that took place in my room. One of those probably added to the lack of sleep.
I don't know. I thought abstinence was no sex.
I think it's
more in the context you put it in.
Let's Google it.
Let's find out, Jay. I'd like to know
abstaining from sex, but it depends on
is what a priest does, which means zero sex, right. No yourself, right. No right. Others, no nothing.
Right. But yes, but
and they, I never signed up for that.
But in high school,
Merriam-Webster,
high schools want to abstain from teaching sex, not necessarily masturbation.
I'm not sure. They high school never abstinence. Trained anybody to properly masturbate. That's for
true.
Damn sure. We never had any instruction on it. You just got to figure that shit out.
Yeah, no, not like it was difficult.
All right. Abstinence.
You got it?
Yes.
Let us know, Jay. Yes. Okay. It's right there.
Abstinence.
Okay.
That's right.
Pronunciation.
Well, I think we had the pronunciation right.
The practice of abstaining from something.
So you could have abstinence.
Practice of not doing or having something that is wanted or enjoyable.
It's in the context. Yeah.
Yep.
You can abstain from alcohol. You can abstain from you know,
habitual booger abstaining picking. From intoxicating beverages.
There you go.
I'm just
Bob usually abstains from alcohol.
Habitual abstaining from intoxicating beverages and B, abstention from sexual intercourse.
Sexual intercourse. So I've been abstaining from having sex with others, but not
abstaining
from having orgasm.
I can't do it. I can't make the noise guy smile. Okay. Yeah, maybe because when you start smiling, there you go. When I listen to Howard, he does that so well every time.
Yeah, you can't smile.
Work. That's what the problem was. I was like, you're smiling. I can't do it.
As soon as you hear the noise, you start smiling.
Yeah.
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See, but now this says here, abstinence is the choice not to have sex. This method is 100%. Effective in preventing pregnancy.
That's true.
As long as all sexual contact is avoided, including vaginal, oral, and anal sex.
It's context.
Doesn't say anything about solo. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm? It's context.
It also is 100% effective in solo. Preventing relationships.
Too solo.
I almost stopped by Bob's new house. I guess the
Well, you did. You drove by.
I drove by. I guess the grandmother's the one that won't leave. He's going to knock on the door.
She won't leave now. No go.
Me want room.
No go now. No go now. I'm not leaving till Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, I'm done with this.
Shake it on down. Shake it to the ground. See, we can do that shit because it's our fucking song.
That's right.
Oh, my God, my pipe organ. Yay.
You know what we say about all those people who want to block us?
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face.
That's and Chris right. just watched that and started giggling because that's his favorite one.
Yeah. That one was for you, Chris.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
All right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at BobandJohnsPodcast@gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram, or Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Jay's... Yeah. Also on...
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick. And...
Oh, on 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. And go get our debut CD, 151. Some rock and 8 tunes on that album that'll rock your socks off.
And by the time you're watching this, you can pick that up
anywhere. iTunes, Amazon, check it out on Spotify, anywhere you can find your digital musical content.
There it is.
Or go to our website or CD Baby and pick up the physical copy.
Yeah.
The hard copy.
He said hard.
Hard copy.
Jay probably doesn't know because he doesn't really like... to do social media stuff?
No.
At all?
Our both 151 and Loose and Buttery have been very busy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Our Instagram.
Really busy.
John blew up our Instagram on both of those a lot. Yeah. Got to give John all the props on that.
Blew it up. Yep.
He's been killing it.
I wanted to promote for the 151, and then I realized a lot of the stuff I do for the podcast, they don't get what we do on Untapped on that. So seeing as I take the picture for Untapped, I started sharing with the 151 with our sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was like, well, connecting. We can't leave the Loose and Buttery.
I always try and throw the 151 in there.
Right. So I've been trying to put that, put them all in there.
Because we've been texting in our band group text.
I don't do that stuff.
Tom has tweeted out, I am drinking a dark and stormy on my front porch to join in the fun, and he sent a picture.
Oh, see that?
Of what he's drinking.
What is that?
Dark and stormy.
Well, what's in the picture? Oh, it's his finger. Okay.
Yeah. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
You thought it was.
What was I'm like, what is that? What is that? That's Tom, a drink.
Tom's not sending dick pics.
Dick, I know you've had a lot to drink today.
You've had too much to drink. Did you say anything?
I have nipples, Greg. I said, could you milk me?
I told him we just mentioned it.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh.
Jay, word of the day. Kill it.
Oh yes.
Nail it. John, well, bear me.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Jay's actually got enough words of the day where he's, like, thinking.
Yeah.
You've had enough beers where you're running out of room.
I'll try. I'm going.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute.
That's right. This is a celebration. It's our last one at this location
here.
Until with a new location. Should have brought
champagne.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to go that far.
No.
Like 170.
We do champagne when we get to the next place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bob be happy.
We should do a morning show.
I'm going.
What?
A morning show.
A morning show. I don't know if that go over to be pretty funny.
That would be.
That would be funny.
It'd be funny bringing a microphone up to John's room and he's going.
That's right.
Wake up!
Invagination.
Whoa! There's vaginal in there.
No.
Boy!
It's simply the process of putting something inside something else.
Oh.
And in particular...
Oh, my muffins are ready!
And in particular, a sword into a scabbard.
Ooh.
Or else...
I wish I was Beyonce.
Or else the proper name for turning something inside out. The opposite is called evagination.
Oh, so there's invagination and evagination. E-vagination.
Yes. There's just a vagination.
I like to invagination.
You like invagination?
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
Yes.
He's going to be very popular.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute.
Yep. Invagination.
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 Bob likes to catch.
Sounds like a song name.
Bob likes to catch.
Instead of infatuation,
press all the buttons.
Well, just giving us a little.
Press them all at once.
A little flavor. Just giving us a little flavor.
That's all I got.
What's that, George? I saw George.
It's Independent George.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
You want to hear Independent George?
Yeah, because you're killing Independent George.
Oh. Come on.
Uh-oh.
You have no idea of the... You have no idea of the magnitude of this thing. If she is allowed to infiltrate this world, then George Costanza, as you know him, ceases to exist. You see, right now, I have relationship George, but there is also independent George. That's the George you know, the George you grew up with. Movie George, coffee shop George, liar George, bawdy George.
I love that George.
Me too. And he's dying, Jerry. If relationship George walks through this door, he will kill independent George. A George divided against itself cannot stand. You're killing Independent George!
See, now you know why I didn't react with the open door that I got today. That's I didn't want to kill Independent John.
You didn't want to kill Independent John?
That's right. I need to keep Independent John going. He's been very productive, Bob. Very productive.
You're killing Independent John. You're killing Independent John.
Oh, that's a favorite.
It's been tough not to be at camp, you know, on my vacation. But
We've heard.
Jesus.
It's painful to my heart. It's painful.
What do you do up at camp?
Making candles.
Really? That's what you do?
Go out on the boat and float?
Float in the boat?
Collect the sun.
Hey, you always know that you're going to be down.
You're going to make me drink this growler all by myself.
No, stop drinking it all. Oh, this one got warm, so I'm having a hard time finishing it up.
Do you want me to finish it?
Do you want me finish.
No, because I gag if I drink something that's warm too quickly.
Well, throw it about the place.
That's what she said.
Okay, I hope that's cold.
It was.
I need some coldness. What am I drinking? I need the new one.
Oh, good, you're going to finish it.
See that? See how helpful I was? I need a picture too.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know why. But I'll tell you, that's why it was just great to have that look back. Like, yeah, I was checking you out. And
well, that seemed like a little kismet thing going, that you both looked back,
right,
and that, connected.
Yeah. That felt good. You don't get that every day, and that was a good one. That was good. But like I said,
she wanted some John Salami.
Cute too, man. I'm telling you. Really, really cute.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. She wanted some...
Damn, that's nasty.
I love that. But that's what I've learned to settle for, our little tastes of happiness. Because, you know, having the full meal...
You just don't... You are so scared of the complications, even on just...
It's not
just
scared.
You are. It's knowledge.
It's not fear. It's knowledge.
No, it's not become... knowledge has also become fear, because usually people's horniness takes over all of that.
My dreams have been so horny. I got to tell you. I am so horny in my dreams.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
It's not even funny.
Dr. Faggot!
They're out of control. They have, like, and I don't, you know, I never have good sex dreams, so don't get me wrong. I don't have sex in my dreams ever. I've never had a wet dream in my entire life. Really. Honest to God, I've never had it. But I have these crazy situations. And lately, there's like six women involved. We're like, you know, somebody
six
likes
women.
Me. Somebody
He's
likes
got
me.
A number.
Yeah, like this six. One likes six. Me one way, and this one likes me another.
Do they have
way.
Names, or are they that just woman like, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Sometimes there's girls I've never met before, and like I wish I had. You know what I mean? Like, wow, she was so great in my dream. I really wish I met that one, but I've never met her. But then it's other times like I met that one and never got to know him. It's just crazy shit all over the board like that. Hopefully somebody out there listening can, you know.
So you were happy enough with what you got?
I was. I was happy.
Booyah! That's what we call a sack lunch.
That's right.
Nom, 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 nom.
That's right. I was checking somebody out. She was checking me out back, and then I'm good. At least I'm good enough to be checked out. I'm happy about that, because sometimes I'm starting to think, like, I'm getting old. Hey, because like I said, I take my shirt off down there because I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
So if a girl looks at me with my shirt off and still kind of
checks me out.
You
even had old ladies yakking at you.
And that's okay. Good. At least people are still checking me out. You know what I mean? I worry that I'm getting to the old man stage and nobody even wants to look at me anymore.
You were getting a lot of
woo
today. That's right. I was getting a lot of that. Yeah, you get a lot of woo. Woo. Which felt good. See, that feels good. And guess what? There's no attachments today. I didn't accidentally say something, and I'm into a relationship tomorrow.
Well, nobody said you had to.
But that's what happens, is it gets you. I say I'm happy.
Happy.
I'm happy.
Happy.
Sand City, this one right happy. Here. We didn't even talk about this, because it's not even a Jay's brew.
No, it's not official.
Viewers don't You're even understand that before. Jay brings, like...
What are you drinking now?
Well,
what are you drinking now? There you go.
Great
That's what I'm
beer,
trying to
by
say.
The way. What is it?
It's Sand City.
We're running late on all these times.
Hans and Franz.
Hans and
Is that
Franz.
What it is? Hans and Franz?
Hans and Franz.
Because we're here to pump you up. Yeah. Because I pick things up and I put things down.
So when I get back to work, though, this was a bad week. Blueberry pancakes this morning.
So
and pizza and wings
before the so before the
put on all 10 pounds that I took off
so
last
before
2 months.
No, it doesn't work that way, you know that. Before the end of the weekend, are you going to spank one out one last time in this house before it's time to go?
One last spank off.
Oh, heck yeah.
at least
heck yeah.
One.
One.
But after a week straight of cranking them out, though, yeah. there's not a whole lot, you know,
left.
I mean, yeah, it's not like.
In other words, it's just shooting air.
Yeah, I'm not making a big mess.
John at 47 is just. I'm sorry, 46. Are we 46 or 47?
I'm not 46 yet, I don't think. Let me see.
Yes, here. You are, you dickhead.
I'm 8. 2, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 46, right?
Yeah.
Carry the 2.
Yes, because I'll be 47. Fuck, you know what? You used to make fun of people. How do you not know how old you are? And then I don't give a rat's ass
after 30.
No, it's after 40.
Yeah.
I think I knew pretty. It's getting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
to be honest with you, it's after 45 is when I've been like, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah, but I keep saying at least I'm still 40. Pretty soon it's going to be like, holy shit, I'm 50.
Well, the funny thing is in your head.
Yeah.
My father has been saying that to me for 30 fucking years.
Well,
John, I am not 70 years old in my head.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about other people's age. Like Rebecca says to me all the time. She's like, you're just 27 to me constantly in my head.
Yeah,
I remember 20. Whenever I think of you, I think of 27-year-old you, which I'm like, hey, excellent. Yeah. I don't want you to remember it.
Cool.
But it's kind of that same way because I think of Raj that way, too. He was 20. To me, he was 27 forever. You know what I mean? It felt like he was 27 forever.
Linda showed me a picture of you two at a wedding.
Me and Linda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, and I was like, you look like a little boy. I don't even know how old that Bob is. You were probably 20-something.
No.
Impossible?
Possible.
30?
In the 30s.
30s?
Yeah, probably. It depends on what wedding.
I don't know. I don't know.
If he's here, who's running hell?
Oh, That's right.
Yeah, probably in the 30s somewhere.
So that's what it was, just a check. And it was good to have some girls looking at me.
It's funny when
me happy.
It's funny when you see certain different people, how old you think, you know, their age in your head is, people that you've known forever and stuff, how, you know what I mean, like, well, their age.
Hey, I've been
like, it's funny because I always think of Tom, Gray, Julie, all them, they were always 2 years behind us in high school, right? So I always think of them as so much younger.
Yeah.
You know, I always think of them as younger, and then I sit there and go, you know, then their birthday pops up, and I'm like, oh my God, they're like 40-some years old, holy shit, you know what I mean?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, like, it like hits
Amy
you.
Amy Graves, I think, was just today.
Yes, hers was today. And she's
a couple years older.
She's months older than I am, because I turned 47 in November, so she turned 47.
Ahead of me a little bit. You're a little older than me, you old bastard. Oh yeah. Oh man.
He's already 47. Are you 40? Yeah, you're 47 already.
Oh, son of a bitch. You old sailor. You.
Yes.
Wow. If he's here, who's running hell?
You notice I've been quiet during
the time. I know, yeah. Shut your mouth here. Let those two assholes talk.
Talk about age stuff.
Well, you're
old,
not,
guy,
not like,
be quiet.
It's not like you're the, hey, look at Tom. Tom's like 51 or 52.
Is Renee younger than us?
Yes. Renee was, I think, about the same age as Tom and Julie and
yes.
Chris Love.
Yeah.
Yes. She's a couple years younger, right?
You.
That's right.
She's like probably what, 3 years younger? Is she three years younger than you are?
She is four.
4 years. Oh, yeah, that's close. I knew it was around that.
Yeah.
You know, because her and Chris Love were pretty close in age.
Yeah. Yep. She was, same age as Chris Love.
Oh. Yeah. So that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
Age is a fickle motherfucking bitch, ain't it?
Do you think? Do you like the Hans and Franz?
I do.
It was a mediocre. It wasn't a Jay's brew, but it was a bring a pond.
Yeah, it's a nice summer refreshing.
The Sand City beer. Is a.
John never complains about beer.
No.
It's a Kolsch.
Sand City Kolsch. Has some great beer.
Sand City's. Really good, and they're hard. They're Southside's the only place that gets.
Is it because they only do kegs? Must be.
No, well, he makes trips down there too.
Oh, so he picks them up.
Yeah,
oh.
He was down there. He gets the kegs
that
from down
place
there.
Is a great beverage.
Yeah,
I think his only problem is he's kind of in a weird spot.
Right, he's out of the way, but I mean.
But what a great beverage center!
They get
Shit, you go from Glenville out there to grab stuff.
I do. Yeah. I mean, but it's not a bad drive.
That's what you're going to be doing.
I know. I'll be doing the same thing.
It's not a bad drive, really. Switched out five. I just jump out 5S.
I'll be doing it on Fridays because Glenville's good on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
They're all fresh stocked up on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Glenville, if you hit them right, you can get the stuff. But they still, I mean, they don't get. He's getting.
Well, for some reason, Finback's a fucking pain in the ass to get some of theirs.
Finback's hard to come by.
I don't know why that.
And Finback's fucking expensive too. For what their beer? I mean, their beer is great, but they're expensive. I'm finding it harder and harder to spend like $8 for a beer. Finback's are like $8 for a beer.
I guess I hadn't noticed because I'm usually spending $5 for most.
Those are, I mean, they're like $7.99 for a single.
Yeah,
for Finback's. So. I mean, they're great beers. I mean, every one of their beers is phenomenal. Yeah,
that's the only. They have a Ghost.
I haven't had
that. I had from them that I could tolerate.
Yeah,
it was my first one that I thought was a pretty.
You're gonna get like these Ghosts.
All of these we've been way behind, so fuck it. We just let time roll. Good thing we started.
So we're talking about Sand City. Going right back.
All right. I appreciate this.
IPA. She didn't write the whole name on here, this girl.
When I say the name, because. Because.
This is Sand City.
Oops. Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Sand City.
Oops. Oops.
And a good looking.
Oops. I hopped my pants. Love the name.
You shipped your pants?
Damn, love the name.
Wow, that was explosive. Yeah, that means it's
another
good.
Bloater. Another exploder.
That definitely hasn't been opened every day.
Damn, I'm good! Can you feel that? Huh? Can you feel it, Captain Compost?
We haven't had that one in a while. I have a little paper towel for such occasion.
Such an occasion.
Jay's definitely messing up his area.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say Jeffly?
Yes. Yeah, all of
sounds
that.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
And a mop.
He's spewing all over the place.
Ooh.
He's got spoogey on the floor. Oh, this one is not going good.
It's a leaker.
Yeah.
Trying to get most of it in the fucking glass.
Holy hell, son, you're about as useful as a cock-flavored lollipop.
Cock-flavored lollipop. Serrano's going to need a rocket up his ass to catch that.
That goes Serrano. He'll need a rocket up his ass to catch this one.
Did you hear any of the bullshit that I heard last night they were talking about?
Get your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
We could use that last pun. Yep.
Talking about trading Judge?
Hey, you're not doing that.
I didn't think so.
Everybody talk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just heard a lot of talk.
What are they going to trade him? Who are they going to trade him
for?
They
want pitchers. That's what they're saying.
There's no pitcher out there worth it. Not in a million years.
Is there an Astros?
No. Oh, Verlander?
Yeah, that was the name.
They'd never trade him in a million years. Even for Judge, they're not going to trade him.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean get off topic. Sorry, Jay.
I can take pictures.
I can take pictures.
Oh, yeah. You're always doing
does
something. Does
your dig that? I thought you said your dad did not bite.
That is not my dog.
That is not my dog. That is not my dog.
Does this say Sand City Oops?
Oops. Yeah, she just wrote Oops. It's Oops, I Hopped My Pants.
Oh, okay.
That's the full name. Oops. I put the wrong name in.
Claire's mom just made me grab her Hooters.
That's awesome. Such a problem.
Claire's mom just made me grab her Hooters.
So it
were they is, were they built for speed or built for fun?
You motorboat,
son of a bitch! You old sailor!
I'm stuck in here and I can't hit that button.
You motorboat, son of a bitch! You old sailor! You.
You caught me in the middle of something.
So it is a.
You got this, Jay.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming in.
He's coming hard. Whoa.
Back goes Serrano. He'll need a rocket up his ass to catch this one.
I'm entering now. Hang on.
Groovy.
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 The beer.
Oops. I hopped my pants.
Hail to the king, baby.
Hail to the king, baby.
Mm-hmm. How you? Here's what's gonna happen, Tonto. Kemosabe's gonna have some flavor. I'm gonna choose not to eat with you.
We're not gonna eat together?
No. I like to recharge my batteries and shut down the engines and get myself back to neutral.
That's right. 6.5 IPA. Brewed with pale malt, caramel, and wheat.
Ooh. Caramel.
So intensely hopped that you may need to change your pants.
Ooh.
So it says on their website.
Oh.
That's all I got. 6.5%. And they also have, oops, I mangoed my pants. Oops, I Nelsoned my pants.
Is there any,
I'm going to squeeze right in here if my thighs will let me.
I'm smelling a little fruit in here. It's either pineapple or mango.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Unless it's only the citrus.
Now,
hops.
How would that go with a peach in there?
Oh, I totally suggest it, but I don't want to. I think we have to get past. We have to.
At least take a sip first. But yeah, then we put some peach in there. Like,
we got to get the basic in there.
Yeah,
first.
Let's see what each one's doing there. You know what I mean?
Seems fruitiness. There's fruitiness to me. There's got to be some fruit involved here.
Tommy's fruity.
Says no.
No? You smell any fruit?
Oh, yeah. It's not tropical. It's a tropical IPA. I mean,
a lot of the hops bring
tropics.
They bring that tropical flavor, sure.
Bring it right here.
Smells fruity to me.
It smells fruity. John can smell them a mile away.
A mile away.
Gosh, that's what I love about these high school girls.
That's really good.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Do you have a description? Like what's it supposed to?
That's all I have on their website. I mean, I just went by it again. Hang on.
Some of these I don't even remember by the description. Like, I don't know what I'm the asshole is.
Hit it.
Should we hit it?
Yeah. You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line, and I'm the asshole.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's me. That's the landfill.
Oh, this is a favorite of John's.
Isn't that a daisy?
Oh, yeah. I'm the asshole. Tombstone. I love everything there.
Isn't that a daisy?
Like, I'm the asshole.
Isn't that a daisy?
Isn't that a daisy?
Yeah, that's the only description I have. Brewed with pale malt, caramel, and wheat. So intensely hopped that you may need a change of pants.
That's crazy. It's got some crazy ass fruit flavor considering that description.
Crazy ass.
Let's see if it says anything else in their homepage.
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody walked all over your grave.
Northport, New York. That's where they're stationed.
Jack, tell me a story.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Can we visit Sand City?
What?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sand City?
To Northport, New York.
We could do that, right?
Sure.
Oh, the ladies are coming alive now. Ooh. They must know we're podcasting. The band.
Which ladies?
They sense it. They can smell it.
We should go live.
I wish I had that.
It's on Long Island.
Tom's having a cigar. That's one part of that's the part I'm missing.
I could go for a cigar.
Oh, you could really go for a cigar. You could go for a nice. What was the kind of?
You don't have anything hidden in your humidor. No.
My humidor's been packed.
Like every fucking thing else.
Everything else in this fucking place, it's packed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's all I got. Oops, I put my pants.
What the hell are you doing? I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
I mean, I think the color is fantastic.
Yep. What right. style
is that? An IPA?
An IPA. Yeah. Yep. Just an IPA. Just
well,
an
John's IPA. Gonna love that.
That's why I brought it. I know he's loving the IPAs lately.
I love the IPAs.
Seriously.
6.5%. Aroma's phenomenal. The tropical flavors. Sand City's been killing it lately. That's why I've been driving out there, is he gets the Sand City stuff, and this is one of their new ones, so flavor's awesome. Like I said, it's got that tropical stuff. I mean, it's a 5 all day for me.
5 all day.
Drinkable. The brewery size, small size. I don't know. Why do we do these stupid sheets?
We haven't been.
I haven't been.
We're just grading. What did you get the Hans and Franz?
Where did I get it?
What did you give it?
5. Or, no, I think I gave it a little less than a 5.
The problem with the sheets is because they all turn out 5s. Because you guys pick some. Jay always picks great beers. Pick
good stuff.
Yeah, right, so. Right. Jay brings good beers. That's
I pre-pick.
I don't know. It looks like Tom said he might come down with some cigars.
Right now?
I don't know if he meant right now.
With cigars?
He said, want me to bring one down?
Yeah.
I have a humidor full, and I don't know if that means.
Bring one for John. Yeah.
I don't know if that means tonight.
I like the little Italian cigars. That's what I miss those. I wish I had one of those tonight. I love those. They're little guys like this. They're fat in one end, skinny on another.
God, I got to text you when my friend Craig's having parties on. Yeah. He's right up the street from me. He lives on right off a hillside.
I guess he might be stopping down.
Oh, yeah?
He has ass loads of fucking cigars. He's right around the corner from your parents.
Oh, yeah?
So.
We're going to be all a little bit more local pretty soon.
Oh, Tom's going to, looks like he's going to be coming down. The party's just going to get started.
Oh, yeah.
We need another
some
chair.
Cigars. Yeah, we might have to put another chair.
I think we're going
to
smoke some cigars. We can't do that in here.
That's too bad, because that would be a great show.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't first join, and then we can
retire
after the show. Up right.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to show up during the,
he's
the middle of the show.
Oh, he's gluten-free, though. I don't have any gluten-free beer.
I think he likes my dad's wine. He can drink that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that works for him. Yeah, because he can drink the store-bought one. He can definitely drink the dad's wine. And I'll give him a little peach in there. Let me see what he's saying. Let's not do this too much.
Okay. All right. Let's get out of here.
Get out of the pot. Okay.
We got to get out of Jay's brew.
We're doing Jay's brew.
Okay. Well, what is it?
One of 5. We'll give it a 5.
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
I got a picture of it. I got a picture.
Oops, I hopped my pants. Oops, I.
That is great.
Oops, I.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Sand City's the same one that did the like the airplane spoof ones too, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the same.
They're funny. Oops. All of their fucking names
they have
are funny
some great
as hell.
Oh, they're the one that did Shirley.
Yeah.
Shirley, can't be an IPA.
Yeah.
I am an IPA. Can't
yeah, they do
Shirley.
All yes. of those. Yeah.
They do some. They have some great names.
They have great beers and great names for them. Yep.
Creative
Definitely.
Names. Yep. But Sand City, oops, I hopped my pants.
Oops, I hopped
That's
my
great.
Pants.
Yeah, and fucking phenomenal IPA.
I think I want to visit them.
Yeah, I would love to.
Oops.
Would love to.
They're down in Long Island. So,
And you know what? If Tom gets here, we want to come down here and do a little quick shots or something.
Quick shot, yeah.
We could do whatever we want. We control everything.
That's right.
We got one more crawler.
For the grandiose. This is it, man. So, these are
sounds
the last.
Like a job for a suck machine.
How'd you know my high school nickname?
I mean, what are you thinking about, Jerry? Marriage? Family?
Well,
they're prisons. Man-made prisons. You're doing time. You get up in the morning, she's there. You go to sleep at night, she's there. It's like you gotta ask permission to use the bathroom.
Is it all right if I use the bathroom?
Yeah, and you can forget about watching TV while you're eating.
I can?
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because it's dinner time. And you know what you do at dinner?
What?
You talk about your day. How was your day today? Did you have a good day today or a bad day today? Well, what kind of day was it?
Well, I don't know. How about you? How was your day today?
Oh, it's sad, Jerry. It's a sad state of affairs.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Oh, you have no idea.
All right, we're out of here. Jay's Brew.
Chilling with Jay's.
Those were great names.
Bye, honey.
Chilling with Jay's.
Those were awesome names.
Chilling with Jay's Brew.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your assholes. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy shit.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
Praise Marty Moose. You can find us at BobandJohnsPodcast@gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com, or iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram, or Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page, Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick, and
on 151online.com for all your rock and roll fucking needs, baby. Go get 151, our debut album, on iTunes, on Amazon, Spotify, any place you can find it digitally. Go get it. Go get it.
Go get it.
Get it.
That's
hard.
Right, baby. Go get it live.
You're not as stupid as you look.
No, we are not. That is for sure.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to
with Bob and John
and Jay.
Our top ten. Actually, I think I came up with this one, didn't I?
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
What?
We got a top ten.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Tom's on his way with cigars, so.
I hope so. That's what I was trying to catch up with.
Oh, is that what you're trying to catch up with?
Definitely coming?
Yeah, you said so.
All right, I'll have a cigar tonight,
yeah,
man.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
Remember Zooey Fest?
Yeah.
We used to do right before the last day of summer, right before school would start.
Yeah.
Get a couple cigars.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah?
It's cigar time.
Does anyone know what this here is used for?
Rolling a fatty.
No, not for, where'd you learn that? Does anyone know what this here is used for?
Rolling a fatty.
No, not for, where'd you learn that?
No, where'd you learn that? Yeah, I came up with this top 10. Kind of fitting, actually, seeing that we're saying goodbye to the set and everything, and we're drinking our faces off, and for some reason, John, I'm very dry right now. Parched.
Any more left? Oh,
I brought some. I refilled.
Okay. Yeah, he restocked.
Did you buy a case?
12-pack.
12-er. 12-er.
And I'm going to have to go find some more for tomorrow, because I'm going to go out of this house drunk is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck
yeah.
It.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck
all right. It. Fuck it all to hell.
That's right.
What's the matter, Jay? Are you...
You should just fucking smile and blow me!
I want to hear that other one again. I like my landfill one.
What one was that?
What was that?
The landfill one.
Landfill?
I can't remember.
Did I miss that?
We hit it by accident.
We hit it by accident.
It was like a weird one. You're like, oh, I don't know what this one is. And then you're like,
oh, my God, I have to go back and find that one.
I know. It's totally crazy.
Yeah, I'm kind of going down as we go. Okay.
Jay, you had cigars before.
Yeah, I've gotten away from them.
Here, this one's for Jay, because I know he brought this one to me.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on a rebound on the med side.
Just hang loose, blood.
Just hang loose, blood. Oh, I speak jive.
Yeah. Well, you slime-eating dogs, you scum-sucking pigs, you sons of a motherless goat.
Our top 10 is top 10 drinking songs. How we haven't done this one fucking yet, I have no idea.
Mind-boggling.
It seems like we should have done this long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yes. I guess.
Sometimes when I'm alone... Sit on my hand. Wait till it gets numb and masturbate. I call that a stranger. Have you ever given yourself a stranger? A stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah.
What? What? I call that a stranger.
We call that a stranger.
Have you ever given yourself a stranger?
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
I gotta put some of these back in the rotation again.
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
Gotta love Dave Chappelle.
I gotta watch his Netflix stuff. I hear it's amazing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He's got he put up a whole bunch last year or something.
Really?
Yeah, his specials. And people say it's just fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Number 10, I guess I'll start since this is my top 10. Someday John's going to come up with a top 10.
Someday.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
No. Number 10 for me, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I don't know if I've heard the original version, but obviously I've heard the Thorogood version.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Pretty classic drinking song.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One bourbon, one scotch, we'll get blocked. Are we headed? Is John in the middle again?
Yeah, go John in the middle.
John in the middle. John, number 10.
John Sandwich.
Blackout! Scorpions.
I didn't know that was alcohol.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, it's really weird. It's like, what did you take as a drinking song?
Right.
Do you take it as
makes you want to drink,
or does it just mention alcohol,
or is it a song that you listen to while you're drinking?
Drinking,
yeah, yeah.
It was.
It's a lot of open ended here.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the beauty of this list.
Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah,
that's our list.
Absolutely.
Email us if you don't like it.
That's right. You got a problem.
Both of you.
You know what? You email us and you tell us to go fuck ourselves.
That's right. Yeah.
And tell us
if you don't like it.
And we'll read it live
you
here.
Give us a better fucking list.
That's right.
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
I might have to add that one to the regulars. I like that
one. I like that one too.
That is a good one.
It's got a lot of pep to it.
Pep to it. Pep to it.
Jay, number 10.
Jay, number 10.
Thank you, John. Alabama Song Whiskey Bar, The Doors.
Whiskey.
I never heard it.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Show me the way to the next
whiskey bar.
Okay. I don't know by name, but I do know what you're talking about now.
That is a good song.
Yes.
I won't say too much, bars will get blocked. Probably.
Yeah, I got it now. Now it's there.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Yep. It's in there now.
That's right.
For sure.
Oh,
it's my number 9. We play this song. Actually, I've gotten really bored of it lately, but it's still a good drinking song. If you don't start drinking, another Thorogood song, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave.
It's a good drinking song. Yeah, I just
Thoroughgood. You can get a couple out of him.
Excuse me.
Yeah. He's the guy when it comes to
drinking songs.
Number nine to me.
Yes, John. Number nine to you.
Beer drinkers and Hellraisers. ZZ Talk.
Oh, beer drinkers and Hellraisers.
Hellraisers. He's good.
Yes.
He's a good one.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
ZZ Top's a good put-it-down drinking band.
Drinking song.
We got to, at some point, we have to go back, because I still have the original cassettes that me and Jay made for PickFest.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I do, too.
Do you?
I have the cassettes, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Or did I give them to you? To
maybe.
Secure.
I know I have the cassette. I know I have the cassettes. I'm sure I do.
I thought I had the cassettes too, but somebody has.
We have the cassette. I'm sure I have copies at least.
Okay. So. Yeah. Hey, we got to go through and
digitize
them so we can listen to them because we made a fucking phenomenal party.
I know.
Mix. What did we have? We had like how many tapes? We had like eight tapes or something. Tons.
I know.
Yeah. Every year we would make one for PickFest, a brand new one, and we did. Me and Jay did. DJ'd the fuck out of it.
Yep.
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Jay, you're number nine.
Tequila
by the Champs.
We're gonna get blind. You have to go look it up. Go look it up. We're not allowed to say things here. Classic song,
yeah.
Obviously made it got really popular because of Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yes. Oh yeah, Pee Wee. talking about a talking about a handsome guy. Huh?
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
He was a handsome guy.
Red
solo sexual guy, totally. The only problem was it was publicly.
Yeah. Whoops.
I don't do that. I'm not a public solo sexual. That's different. That crosses the line, buddy.
There's going to be consequences and repercussions.
And what you just said there, you crossed the line, buddy.
So where are we at? Back to me?
Eight to you.
Eight to me?
You, yeah.
Yep.
Spill the Wine by War. It's such a groove. It's such a groove, and then he just gets into that chorus.
Groovy, baby.
Well, he just gets into that whole thing, and you know Eric Burton, and then all of a sudden it's just that spill the wine, feel that.
Yeah.
No, that's a great fucking tune.
Yeah.
That's like right up there with putting Low Rider on. Low Rider. You know what I mean? Both those songs.
Yeah.
Spill the Wine's a great. It's one of those songs where you're like, you forget about, and then you hear somewhere, and you're like, oh, what a great fucking tune.
We could probably make that good.
That's a great. That's just one of those ones that sits in the pocket and you can just play with, and then it has a great chorus. Yeah. Spill the wine.
That's a good song.
Prep or lyric to that, but. Your number eight, John?
This was hard for me not to have it higher on the list because it's so earwormy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit too country for me, so it's low on my list. But Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, it's...
Fill you up.
Yeah.
Let's have a party.
It gets you.
It does get me. So it had to be on my list, but it's... I kept it low on my list.
I have that on my iTunes, actually, somewhere.
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a good drinking song. Actually, I could have gone really deep, and you get into the Kenny Chesney stuff. You get see as a few...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of
you
stuff.
Know...
what's the one yacht redneck yacht club?
Oh, there's a whole bunch.
Who's your friend? Who's your buddy? I am. All right.
Jay, you're number eight.
I drink alone.
The Thoroughgood is representing so far.
Yeah, with nobody else.
That's because everyone's mouth is usually full of your wife's box.
Oh.
That's because everyone's mouth is usually full of your wife's box.
Oh. That's evil.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's one more.
I'll tell you what I got. Your wife's pussy on my breast.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I got. Your wife's pussy on my breast.
Oh.
What was your... Oh, I drink alone, right? Yeah, Thorogood representing pretty hard here. I drink alone. I got to tell you, when you're drinking and having fun, that's a good song, but playing it as a band is boring as shit.
I drink alone?
Thorogood is pretty boring as shit to play.
I have to agree.
But if you're drinking and it comes on, it can get you in a mood to drink.
You dig it.
Yeah, you dig it.
Yeah. Bartenders love it.
Yeah.
Well, more people drink it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I do it.
I don't drink
alone.
And
I'll be doing it a little bit later.
I drink with you motherfuckers.
That's right.
So number seven. Number seven is a song I love.
Oh, yeah?
When you take your whiskey home.
Don't. Little Van Halen?
Oh, yeah. Women and children first. Take your whiskey home.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, oh, I missed that one.
That's yeah.
That's a good one.
I love it's actually probably...
It's got that...
Oh, yeah. Really? It's probably like in my top 20 Van Halen songs.
That is good.
I love it. That's one
it's
of my favorites.
Take Your Whiskey Home?
Take Your Whiskey Home.
From Women and Children First.
Women and Children First, yep. Take your whiskey home.
It's got, it's like, I don't even know how to, it's a bluesy kind of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Great song.
Great song. One to check out, Jay.
Great song.
All right.
Yep.
What a great Van, Van Halen gem.
Yeah, that's
a hidden gem.
I will.
John, you're number seven.
And I like that bit from that one, too, though. Like, but it doesn't have anything to do with drinking. But women and children first.
Could this be magic? Or could this be love? Could this turn tragic? You know that magic offend us. Lonely ships upon the water.
Better save the women and children first. That's a good one.
Sail away with someone's daughter.
Better save the women and children. First.
Can they block us if we're singing it, though?
I don't think
they can.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Because that's Warner Brothers. It's, well,
yeah, but we're just singing.
Woo! So who are we at? You're number seven?
I think seven to me?
Yeah.
Have a drink on me, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. Have a drink on me. You'll find that a little higher on the list. Oh, yeah. That's I mean, that whole album is amazing, but that's just another one of those amazing AC/DC songs off that album.
Classic.
I always lump that together with Giving the Dog a Bone.
Giving the Dog a Bone.
Jay, you're number seven?
My number seven, I came across these guys when I was actually doing research. A band called Ailstorm.
Hailstorm?
Hailstorm.
No, not Hailstorm. Ailstorm.
Ailstorm.
From, I think they're from England or Ireland, and a song called Drink, and they're pirates. They've actually had, like...
I love pirates.
You gotta really... you really gotta watch these guys. They're really super fucking talented. And a song called Drink. Ailstorm, Drink.
Is it Irish song? Like an Irish tone
it's a fucking metal fucking...
Really?
Heavy metal fucking song.
Testicle Tuesday.
They got a shitload of... They got... Three or four albums, actually.
Really?
The more I started watching them, they're really fucking good.
We'll have to check that out.
You got to watch them out. I moved them up because the more I watched them, they're really fucking good.
That was one of the things that was hard for me to add to my list was like old Irish limerick stuff.
Because
there's some good ones.
They actually won a couple of awards for best... heavy metal pirate band because they're fucking awesome.
Woo!
They play like mandolins and shit too, but they're heavy metal.
We're watching it right after.
What
the
was
show.
The one?
We're
really
after
and
the show.
And it's their what? Videos are nothing but hot girls and. Like,
what were we talking about?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Chris brought up at practice. There's a band called Gay CDC. I guess it's hilarious. He said it's hilarious. Yeah, I saw the video. I didn't see the video. I saw the thing of the video, you know, when it says gay CDC and it shows them, but I didn't tap on it to watch it.
Right, right.
But I just thought that was funny enough where I was just like, I got to check that out later, and I forgot to until he
see, we
got to
check it, those two out.
The gay CDC was like freaking...
Ailstorm, yeah. You, no, we got to watch
Ailstorm and gay CDC.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Woo! Give me one, gorilla. Woo!
So where are we at? Six?
Six to you.
Beer drinkers and hell raisers. Oh, see, little ZZ Top.
I think you and I were just a little bit flip-flop because my six was I drink alone.
I didn't have that. That was Jay.
Jay had that earlier.
Yeah, so. I don't have that on my
we're
list.
Starting to swirl there.
Yeah. Thoroughgood's hard for me to digest. You know what? When in the previous band I was in, we played a little bit of Thoroughgood, and so it got old on me fast and hard to digest.
We don't bother with it.
Well, we do. I drink if you don't start drinking.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
That's why when we needed a Thoroughgood song, I went deeper into the catalog.
Shit, I got
your number six, John.
I drink alone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, Jay, you're number six.
Beer by Real Big Fish.
I don't know that song.
Good tune.
And we can't play it
I would play it, but I can't. We'll check it out later.
Yeah, we always get in trouble for that shit.
You shut your mouth when you're talking
good
to
tune,
me.
Just a good song. It's kind of along the Cake line with the... They use a lot of...
Cake. Jay got me into Cake.
A lot of...
I like Cake.
They use, They use a lot of...
and I don't mean the food.
They use a lot of...
although that's delicious.
A lot of horns, stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Cake was... I love those first couple of Cake.
Real Big Fish, kind of like a ska type...
ska, yeah.
Ska metal kind of stuff like
that. I love those first...
Real Big Fish a little more heavy, but beer's just about drinking beer, pretty much.
That was the great thing.
Love drinking beer.
But see, that was...
Love drinking beer.
That was the awesome thing about doing those PickFest tapes. Another great thing about PickFest was me and Jay get together. He'd come over and we'd do these tapes for the thing. But the great thing is that Jay would be throwing out these things and I'd be like, either I heard it once and liked it and couldn't. It's not back where we had the internet where you could look it up.
Yeah.
So if you heard it once and you missed it, you were like, fuck, what was that? I missed it. Yeah. Who knows if I'll ever hear that again?
Yeah.
Or it was brand new, and Cake was one of those ones where I think I heard once, and I was just like, that's kind of weirdly groovy and cool. Mm-hmm. And then Jay brought a couple of tunes. I was like, oh, Cake. I love Cake. Yeah, it was great.
Jay does bring some fresh.
I like a lot of weird music stuff. But. Real Big, it's actually off the Basketball soundtrack.
Don't say weird.
Basketball?
You bring the fresh stuff.
The fresh stuff. Well, I think that's great, though, that, like, especially when we do ones like this that aren't as obvious and we're finding stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the back and forth of people finding, you're finding Greta Van Fleet.
That's one of the reasons why we do this.
You're finding Greta Van Fleet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Jay introduced me to Cake. Yeah. You know what I mean? We brought the Winery Dogs and some Richie Kotzen and
For Jay, I probably would have never known Dred Zeppelin.
Dred Zeppelin, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I totally appreciate this.
Well, Jay just used to walk in and go with this big thing, and go, whoop, and it was like every tape known to man.
I still have those.
It was just like, yeah.
What the shit?
Yeah. Jay would come up with more of the new, fresher stuff.
Yeah,
where I would be going, I was the one doing the old school
archives.
I was the one throwing in the classic rock and stuff and 80s metal stuff. Where Jay was just like throwing out this great, more from the side type of obscure stuff, which was like great though. It was awesome.
I still try to do that.
It makes a good mix.
It's funny on Shazam. It's like I get accolades on Shazam because I've discovered artists that it's like you've Shazammed this artist that
Jay needs to. Jay needs to discover 151.
But it's just funny that it's, I don't know, it's weird. I have a good ear, I guess.
You do.
You have to discover us and then you get accolades.
You know,
I was supposed to do that.
Not only have you had to do that, you probably
released
have
yet.
That you have a good ear.
Shit.
But
I didn't even see you hit the button.
I know.
It was almost automatic. It was like your telepathy. Hit the button.
But that Jay always brought, he seemed to always bring the, you always seem to bring the newest thing or something. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what people
like. You have a variety. Like it's a big variety.
Like, I know what people like. I just seemed like I know what people like to listen to.
You've always wanted to be a DJ.
Yeah, but I've always,
I'll invest in some DJ equipment.
Not even that kind of DJ. I've always liked to do with music. I just love music, man. I don't know. All kinds of music.
I think DJs
not
is country. Cool, but
not,
there's so many levels.
Not a real country
you know what
fan.
I mean? What you going to do?
Actually, listen, not, wedding, I love old
there's
school.
There's wedding,
country.
There's dance,
you know what?
There's hip hop, there's so many
I think
different
where
things.
We've all been. I think,
you know what? I'd love to do weddings.
I bet you would be the best.
I think where we've all blocked out country for a lot of years, I think it's a little bit of seeped
in. I don't like new country. I don't like
I don't like anything other.
And you know what?
I get into country via Kenny Chesney because that's via Sammy Hagar and more the island
country
and the island stuff in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, I go, eh. You know what I mean?
But that's like, my in-laws do that. Like, Jen and Pete love that new country stuff. I'm like,
I don't.
This is like hip hop stuff. I'm like,
no. Kenny Chesney isn't that. He's more rock. He's more rock and roll country. Ugh. I guess you could say.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
It's garbage.
But he's got a few stuff I like. But yeah, I get what you say.
I don't know. It just bothers me. I like old. I grew up. My father and my in-laws all like the old. School country
like Merle Haggard.
I grew up on the old school country, so
like Merle Haggard and
even before that, like
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams, the original Hank Williams, and the old stuff. And I even had a Hank Williams that I was considering throwing on here, but I scratched.
Oh yeah, I saw
that.
Something about beer or something in the title.
Right? My beer.
Yeah.
I
can't go that deep.
That was a little too
I was
going to
put a Kenny Chesney.
It was a little
on
too
somewhere.
Depressing. So
yeah,
but. I do like that song.
Where are we at? Did you do the last one?
I did six.
What did you do, six?
Real Big Fish.
Okay, yep.
So I think it's to you.
So five.
Keep moving on.
Well, this one mentions the word beer. I don't know if it's a drinking song, but it's kind of become a bar drinking song. We do it. I did it in my previous band, and it's great because it's crowd participation, Roadhouse Blues by The Doors.
Yeah.
Because you can get some...
Oh, yeah, that's definitely
get myself a beer, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You can get crowd... If you get a good crowd... You're golden. You know what I mean? You can really get some
interaction. That's definitely a drinking song. I mean, that was like Mason and Sheehan's. They used to do those breakfast things in the morning. That was like their
back in the
I don't remember.
20
years back that far.
I used to go to them.
But I did. A couple of those. I did a couple of those when the Wolf was doing them.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Up at Lake George.
Oh, as a person. I had to do them as a employee of Pix and Clear Channel Pix 106. Right. And that's when you have to be at the place at 4 a.m.
Fuck that.
Yeah, and you have to get up at 3 a.m. to go get the caught truck and get stuff together.
That's what we need to do.
Oh, yeah, I was an employee. Absolutely.
We need to do that.
It would be fun.
Have a, what do they used to call those?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
The boardwalk on the deck. Oh,
yeah!
Drinking beers at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if I can.
I would
do that.
Love to do that.
That would be
yeah. Give me some eggs.
You're number five, John.
Woo. Oh, Tom's here, but the side door's locked. He said,
"Oh,
I thought the garage door is wide open."
Yeah, it's closed.
Oh, tell him to hang on.
Oh, and I locked the side door.
I will.
One night, Pete.
I'll let him know. Let's see. Coming. So Tom's going to join the show before it's over, I guess.
We need a microphone?
That's Bob's fucking problem. Honestly.
We got any later on?
Well, you took a stand off of here, so that means was probably...
No, there wasn't a microphone, Emma.
Oh, right onto my fucking lip.
Tom's here.
You bet your fucking ass we're having a good time. This is a Grand Finucci from the big party. Woo!
Yes, baby. He made it.
The cigar tonight.
Where's it? Where are you? We're gonna, where's the damn microphone for
it? We need a microphone for this guy.
Everything's packed.
Here, right now,
you
have a bottle opener, too.
Here.
We got a bottle opener.
We got a bottle opener.
Open fucking
I'm moving.
Because why not? How you doing?
Yeah. Dude? Good, how are you? Hi, good to see you.
Welcome aboard.
I don't have a cord. Hang on a second. Maybe we can get him some headphones at least, though. Let's at least get him some headphones.
Is that not a cord?
No. We weren't fully fully prepared for this.
Have a cooler back there?
Yes, I do.
I got a cooler right here. We got a cooler right here. This one's, I got a cooler right here. This is really cool.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yep. Now this is the craziest fucking podcast we've ever had.
It's the finale down here. So.
It is a grand finucci, of course.
All right.
And now Tom brought cigars. Fuck yeah. Guess what? I left my vape at home in the hurry, so I'm ready to smoke tonight.
as soon as this is over, we're gonna go smoke some cigars.
Awesome, nice. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna rock and roll.
Absolutely. We're halfway there.
We are definitely,
but we're not living on a prayer.
No, we're not. Are we sharing a mic, or are you going to get one?
I don't have a cord.
Oh, I'll just jump in on yours, John, if you
don't
mind.
All right, we can do that.
How far are we into this podcast, anyway?
Halfway.
Got to be 40.
An hour and 16 minutes.
All right.
Both of them have gone way the fuck over.
We're going for the fucking record tonight.
Oh, man. We got a long ways to go for that.
Hey, is Flat Greg here or no?
Yeah, he's over there.
Oh, he's over there? Yeah. I think you should come over here and join us. What do you think?
Is somebody going to go get Flat Greg? The last podcast here.
This is my second cigar tonight, and I'll be doing a third by the time we get done with it.
And he's got the Gamecocks hat on.
Fantastic.
Cock!
The Gamecocks.
Woo! If I had one more wine glass, I'd hook you up with a little bit of homemade wine, because
I don't know if I need that.
Tom does have to drive home.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot about
that. There's Flat Greg.
Flat Greg's here. Welcome aboard, Flat Greg.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, Flat Greg, once again. And we have our CD out there.
Yeah.
We have the 151 CD. Jay's copy.
My copy.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Woo! Woo! You haven't been listening, so.
Testicle Tuesday.
The new intro is 150.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Hold it.
Hang on.
You want to hear it?
Oh, wait. Hang on. Let me get my Shazam ready.
You want to see that? Yeah. We will replay the intro.
All right. Go ahead.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Coming to you from Homebrew Studios, it's Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your host,
and John Picarillo,
and Jay Schmidt.
And what the fuck, Tom showed up out of the blue.
Actually, I do have one that... Oh. I don't know.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
I do have one that
because
has...
he's thirsty, dummy.
I am going to do one that says, and 151.
Nice.
So, that's awesome.
Woo!
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 We're doing top 10 drinking songs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like it.
Do we need to recap?
I just did Roadhouse Blues at number 5, so I think John's at number 5.
Yep.
I went with one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Awesome. Great tune.
Yeah. I was just saying I've done some Thorogood in previous bands, and they're great to drink to, but playing them as a band, they get boring as shit.
Yeah, this is very true.
Yeah, but listening to them, they're great, but playing them, it's like, oh, you're just sitting there like, oh, yeah, it's just a grind to play.
You got a portable humidor.
Yeah.
I got two of those. I got one big one like that. I haven't had cigars in a while. I've been dying for like a month now.
Smoke some cigars today.
Yeah. Hell yes, we are.
And I didn't bring anything cheap either, so don't worry.
Oh. Yeah. Nice. Who's number 5 then? You're number 5. One bourbon. Jay, you're number 5?
My number, it's 5 or 4?
4?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm at number 5.
I know those.
5?
Yeah.
I'm going to lose at least two of those.
5 is beer drinkers and hellraisers.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we all got that on our list.
Yep.
That's actually a song the band needs to play, I think.
Macho Triple Maduro.
Nice.
I think the band needs to play a little Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
I played that before. It's a great tune. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one I think we need to put on there. ZZ Top always keeps it moving. That's what I like.
We get some ZZ on there.
ZZ, baby. Number four to me.
Yes, sir.
Number four to me is I'm on the Night Train, baby.
I'm on the Night Train.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Little GNR.
We got John.
Your number four?
Number four?
Yeah.
I went with Suicide Solution by Ozzy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's dark, but okay. Yes, it is. Okay. I don't know if you want to drink the Suicide Solution.
Fine, but whiskey's quicker.
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
Just, you know, a quick drink and a couple of sleeping pills and you're all set.
That's right.
Wine is fine, but whiskey's quicker. Suicide is slow with liquor.
That's right. It is a drink.
Liquor? I hardly know her.
Woo! Sounds like a job for a suck machine.
How'd you know my high school nickname?
You know, John, I kind of like standing up here.
Right? I love this. Look at what Bob's got going on. Those even put he put that away tonight.
It's like old school Molson Golden, man.
I don't think you've ever seen this guy.
I love Molson.
I've never seen Bob drunk. No.
Yeah. That's
I don't even think I've ever seen Bob drink water during band rehearsal. And Bob's like, what, seven in now?
Yeah. He's putting him up there.
Yes.
Fucking around.
We had our last.
And we're still mostly stable.
Yeah. Look at what Jay's been throwing at him, John.
Malfunction.
But the kitchen sink. Wow.
Close to this.
Looking for a little slab of pickle.
Yeah, we've been doing it. We even had our last, we're big fans of Riverside Pizza. So we did pizza and wings from Riverside for the last time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually, when you're watching this, we're going to be in the new place. But this is the last flaw for this place.
The very last one.
What did you do? Yeah, what did you do for number four? Christ's sake. All right, so Jay, you're number four.
Whiskey in the Jar. Originally, Thin Lizzy, Metallica's version, my favorite, though. So.
Yeah. And isn't that a proper Irish drinking song? An old school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whiskey in the Jar. I did have that one, and I didn't use it on my list, but I wanted to let you know because you always said that I'm not a huge
Thin Lizzy fan, but they're great. Right.
But that one's a pretty good.
That's yeah, Whiskey in the Jar is great.
What is that? So that's three to me?
Whack for my daddy-o.
Looking for my daddy-o. As if you didn't know number three, what it was going to be in my top five, but it's Cold Gin time again, baby.
Number three, right here.
All right, look at that. Some Kiss, baby.
I figured that had to be in there someplace. I know it was going to be down at the bottom.
Yeah, that might have been one of the... that probably was one of the first songs me and John... I would guess I'm throwing out there had to be one of the handful of first songs we played together.
I would guess that's appropriate.
Yeah, because we used to play it back in high school, so that had to be...
Or correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Cold Gin time again. You know it'll always
and
win.
A pretty basic kind of thing.
John, you're Cold Gin, so Jay, you're number three.
Yeah. Night Train.
Ah, little GNR.
Nope. GNR.
He's good.
Return. Where's the cowbell?
Yep.
Right there. So what do we got? Number two? Number two, you got to go AC/DC. Have a Drink on Me.
How can you not?
Yeah. From from the most, to me, the most amazing AC/DC album.
Number seven.
From top to bottom, every song.
Oh, you could list. Just put it on there and just listen to the whole thing. I told him, I said, because John had it on his list earlier.
Yeah,
I said,
number seven.
I don't know the track wise, but I bet you giving the dog a bonus before it or after it, because I always run those two together right in my head, so they got to be close on that album together. And there goes my earpiece.
Whiskey, gin, and brandy.
Yep.
Fantastic.
John, you're number two.
Oh, look.
Night Train.
Night Train. Night Train's making the top five for all of us.
It's a pretty great song.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah.
I think those are some of his best vocals on any of those songs. It's just unbelievable.
If you're again, you're talking about albums, Back in Black, Appetite for Destruction, put it on, just listen to the whole fucking thing.
Yep, don't touch it.
Yeah, don't touch it. You're good. Jay, you're number two?
Numero dos.
Mas Tequila.
Mas Tequila.
Our nemesis.
Yes, that's been that was the hardest, man. We worked hard on that.
And then when we finally got it together, then
we stopped playing it.
We stopped playing it.
It's fucked up.
We've been to the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Exactly. Then we decided Flirting with Disaster was our new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's full steam ahead. Everything now is just like two a week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. We've been pounding them out.
Bow, bow, bow.
Boom, boom, boom. Jay would like the Latin. The we've been doing.
You have a dick in your mouth.
We've been doing. Yeah,
sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Thank you. We've been doing a round robin at band practice where everybody picks two songs each week and we learn them. And what did Greg pick? Oh, Greg picked Hush by Deep Purple. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, all of us are like, we hate that song, but we love to play it.
Yeah.
The recording, none of us were like, yeah.
But we play it, and it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it kicks ass playing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. And then the other one he picked was Last Dance with Mary Jane by Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty.
And we do that one fucking stuck like glue, too. Yeah.
Greg blows harmonica like
the harp. It's great.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Huh?
Yeah, by the time we play in October, we're going to have fucking a whole new set.
And that's going to be in Schenectady, so you got to come
Schenectady.
See
Schenectady.
Yeah, that's at Center.
Center City.
Center
City. Center Street. Yeah, Center Street.
That's going to be good.
I'll be there.
Well, Jay, my number one is Mas Tequila.
Tequila.
Ooh, I can't tell you anything. That's too long.
It'd probably go around here.
Yeah, you know, like we're going to have to rip this all down later.
Acid.
That's I love them.
Acid Cuba Cubas are great. I wish I had more. I would have brought. Well, you can have the rest of this one, but it's not gonna be as good.
I can't think of it because I'm hammered. I'm toasty a little bit. But I can't remember the name of the ones I love, and I can't remember. It starts with an A.
A hole.
Ashton.
No, no.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ooh, maybe we need to have a cigar bit on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
I can't think of it now. Ash. They're like I don't think they're Honduran. I think they're Dominican or something. Oh, I can't think of the name of them. Son of a bitch. My number one is Mas Tequila. Your number one is
Mas Tequila.
Ah, nice.
not Avo. AVO.
No. I can't think of it right now, but I'll get it. Jay, your number one?
Have a drink on me.
Oh! He can't be, you know what? Yeah, you can't bitch about any of those number ones.
Cheers and beers.
Yeah.
You know what? This is going to get even more difficult, Jay, because this podcast table is going to get longer when we put the...
Yeah, you're going to have to like... We're trying to climb over the table.
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
It's going to be huge.
We'll get a machine.
A toast machine.
Instead
of like a selfie stick, have a high five stick.
Well, we were describing that the new podcast table, what we have in our heads is it's going to come straight across. Yeah. So you don't get to see any of, you know, me and Jay's, you know, not so
junk.
Fabulous. Yeah, our junk and stuff. We're not mooning you and showing your crack and stuff and everything.
Who's cracking?
But we're gonna do it so
release the Kraken.
We're gonna do it so every person has like a little slot to kind of sit to kind of pull up to with a microphone. So we're gonna try to do a six man.
Oh, yes. Sit down.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Sixth way.
Sounds like a job for a suck machine.
How'd you know my high school nickname?
You are creepy as shit.
So I had my mind.
Or maybe we should just do it like the human centipede or something.
Or it could have been the midnight rave, or the nude gay art show that took place in my room. One of those probably added to the lack of sleep.
Everything that guy just says bullshit. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I gotta find it. Come on, find the other one.
I know what the name of this episode is going to be. Bob drinks.
That could be the last two episodes.
You bet your ass.
Gotta find that one for
well,
me.
Well, we're over. You said we're well over.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Jay is masturbating this pen over here for some reason.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
All right, well, we got to play this at least once an episode for Chris.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
All right, now, what was that one, Jay, you wanted me to find?
I don't know.
Well, hang on a second. Let me get out of this first, and then we'll get to it. That.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to...
That's all, folks.
What did you want me to do, Jay?
My landfill one that you found. Landfill. The blue one.
What was that?
It was the accident. You're like, I don't know what this one is. Asshole?
No.
Was it urine ass? Urine ass?
Landfill?
Was it? Yeah. Urine I'm landfill.
Ass, urine ass.
Urine ass.
It was something one. Something.
He's like, I don't know what this one is. He's like, push it. Hit the button.
Oh, wait till you see the lighter I've got to torch these fires.
Oh, nice. I like those.
Check this out. It's a four fucking flame.
You grab one beer off.
Jiminy Christmas.
You grab one beer off what?
You got cutters?
You grab one beer off the assembly line.
Do I have a cutter?
Ridiculous.
I'm trying.
I am like a moil.
I'm not. It's not coming.
You already
back
had your tournament, right?
No, that's August 4th.
It was like
Jay,
a one
Jay,
something.
Tom
is it? I'm the asshole.
Golf tournament.
That's where? It. What? I think that's
wait,
it.
Wait.
This is wait. It.
You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line, and I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
That's the
yes.
one.
Yes.
You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line, and I'm the asshole. Yes.
One more time.
You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line, and I'm the asshole.
Woo!
Woo! You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day.
What's your...
Tom has a tournament.
August 4th,
golf
I put on a golf scramble every year. Up in
really?
Brookhaven, up in Greenfield Center.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to drag John down, we can
goddamn shit show.
Wait, yeah.
Dragging him off the lake.
Yeah,
I've been getting enough golf, shit about that.
And then a party at my house with
oh, fuck
tons
yeah.
of cigars.
Well, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
You crying, boy? Maybe we'll go back down to McDonald's and get you a Whamburger and French fries.
Where do we sign up?
Right here.
This
where?
Is the guy.
Oh, yeah. How many? What do we need?
What do we need?
We got a foursome?
Jay's like, golf.
Wait, August 4th?
When yeah. is it?
Let me make sure.
Yeah. Dave's not here!
Check the schedule.
Our schedule.
As we talk about this on air.
Hello, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm free.
That's called promotion.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
All right. You got to do it.
I'm in.
All right.
That's promotion.
What is it?
Called the zoo open.
We're all gonna have so much fucking fun. We'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles.
Can we drink?
You'll be whistling oh, Symphony yeah. Doodah out of your assholes.
Oh,
all right, nice.
We're all gonna have so much good. Fucking fun.
Right. Usually, Tom takes about 3 days to recover from that motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah. Usually, it's best if we have rehearsal on Wednesday. Though.
All right.
You drink and smoke too much.
The one year I smoked 8 cigars in one day.
Oh, right. That's right. He couldn't woo-hoo. Sing for shit.
All right, so we're going to get a 151 team?
Yeah.
Bob, you should.
I don't go
Bob,
no more.
You got
come on.
Gloves.
Pull them out.
It'd be fun.
I wouldn't want to embarrass
him. Is it a fun them, thing? Is
Greg's the one to get.
Is it a fun thing or is
that's
it a serious
it, then.
Thing?
Totally fun.
Yeah.
Totally fun.
Me?
Scramble.
Yeah, me and you fun. And Bob.
Bob, Greg.
And
I don't know if...
I wonder if we can get Greg.
He'll fucking do it.
We'll have to find out.
Let's talk. I fucking bend over backwards with my balls in a knot.
That would be a goddamn
why not?
Good time.
That would be a
fucking that? Good time right there. Greg, it's up
calling
to you.
You out.
Yeah.
Calling you out.
That's yeah, right. Let's have a bachelor party with chicks and guns and fire
that's
trucks.
That's right.
Tuesday. Yeah, let's have a bachelor party with chicks and guns and fire trucks and hookers and drugs.
That's what John says every weekend.
Yeah, that's great. Let's do that.
That's what John says every fucking weekend.
Oh, fuck, that'd be awesome.
I'm
Ass Man.
Yeah, Ass Man, Jerry. I'm Cosmo Kramer, the Ass Man.
I'm going
glad I don't have any plans tomorrow.
Yeah, I do. Pack.
Oh, you're going to feel good doing that tomorrow.
Later I'll tell you I went off this morning. John caught. John didn't catch flack. He just caught the
tail end of the shrapnel.
End of flack.
No, he didn't catch any flack. He just caught letting out of it. I wasn't projecting it toward him. He was just there to listen to it.
John
and laugh
was
at me.
Collateral damage.
No, I don't think he was collateral damage. I wasn't yelling at him.
No, I didn't feel that way.
No. I wasn't like that.
Feel it. I could feel your frustration.
You could sense it.
You weren't yelling at me,
my friend.
The air in the room was very heavy.
Yeah.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I think it's time to smoke some fucking cigars.
Let's finish this bitch.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com, or iTunes, and...
Or
loose and buttery on the Twitter.
And Instagram or Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page of Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
And for all your rock and roll needs, 151online.com.
You cut them off.
It's okay. Sorry. Our YouTube channel and Facebook page of Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also, Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick at on Untapped. And
now,
that one.
Tom. Go.
And for all your rock and roll needs, 151online.com. Check out the new album. We got the video for Running Away up on YouTube as well.
And you can find us at iTunes, Amazon,
Spotify,
anywhere you can get your digital download on 151. Go ahead and fucking get it.
Woo!
Say goodnight, guys.
Good night, guys.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Chico!
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
Woo!